Have you ever seen a train before?
Yes. I saw a train too many times.
I mean, not, not just in the window. Let me ask you this. Have you ever seen a train? You recognize that it was a train?
Yes. I've seen trains before.
When you go, say for example, you were to turn on a light bulb or something to light a room, would you use a torch or would you use a light orb?
Probably a torch, because I don't know how light orbs work.
And I want you to think of the most profound building you've ever seen.
The
okay. Mess how hall? Is it what?
The mess hall?
Mess hall where?
I don't know, just in general. I like food.
Have you ever have you never seen the symbol before on my shoulder?
I was just gonna try to remember this. Eros obviously has no idea what that is, probably.
What's your role?
At 15.
You can decide. This is more of a decision for story thing. If you play Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Consider this a section where you're being asked questions. You decide, essentially. You don't know what the answers will do, but you decide.
Yeah, it's just like when we ask you for the names of the teammates. And the name was Ferguson and Johnny. Johnny what? Johnny Von Johnny.
Have you ever seen that symbol before? Because you've seen... I'm going to show you the piece of paper again. You've seen all of these before.
Yeah,
and you know exactly what they are.
I know what this is. All those symbols are military symbols, but this is...
That's correct.
The highest one, right?
Yes.
I remember this.
Yes, that's right. Have you ever seen the symbol before?
I don't remember if I've seen it on a person or just on a... Just in, like, some kind of... I don't know, but I remember it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, let's have some tea.
Let's get some water. Let's
water,
get some
tea. This is like a...
What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing, dude?
Nothing.
Weirdo.
Okay, sorry.
All right, yeah, I'm going to write stuff, too. I'm going to write stuff, too. No problem.
I actually forgot my water, but that's okay. I have tea. I will get it later.
I have
yet.
Water, too.
What are you doing?
I'm writing stuff. But you can't look because it's a secret.
Are these fresh blueberries? Are you serious right now?
You're using
We're not starting until everyone tastes these fresh blueberries.
You're not supposed to look, man.
They're very good.
I'm just trying to help.
No.
You weren't writing anything, were you?
It's very good.
Try some blueberries.
Another blueberry guy.
Try the blueberries. Blueberries are... Ross, I'm not a blueberry guy either.
I've never had a blueberry before.
Okay, you can't...
I'm not... Like,
try,
my mom,
try,
she was like, eat fruits, and I was like, no.
Try the blueberry. Try the blueberry. It's so fake. You're so bad at sleight of hand. You wanted to be a magician. It's not bad.
They taste nothing like blueberry.
Because you're thinking of artificial blueberry.
I'm thinking like blueberry bagels, right?
You're thinking of bagels.
This blueberry tastes nothing like a bagel.
I would assume this would be like blue raspberry or something.
No,
it's a blueberry.
They're very subtle. Very subtle.
I I love blueberries.
They're kind of sweet, too. Like, the sweet salad.
I love them so much.
Kind of, it's very refreshing. I'm not a blueberry guy, but these will make an exception.
I mean, that's good. I can kind of see where they got the blueberry taste from.
It's no. In the aftertaste of the blueberry.
I haven't had blueberries in a very long time.
You're organic.
All we need to do is get out of this tower, and we can have blueberries.
That is actually good. Thank you.
We have blueberries.
You have blueberries?
Can we have blueberries?
I guess you're going to ask Oliver.
Can we have blueberries?
There are many different plants here. They have...
none of which are blueberry plants.
They have flat apples. They have flat bananas.
That's what happens with trumpets.
They have nut oranges.
Flapples.
And flatanas.
Oh, is these sunflowers?
They have star carrots.
Flananas.
They have purple yams.
Mm. Purple yams?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Purple potatoes are the real thing.
Which they make into ice cream.
Okay.
How about some nut oranges?
Nut oranges?
Is it like the spicy?
No, it's a choked on a nut. Because I like half bite them and I just try to swallow them.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for your boyfriend.
What?
Okay, can you close the door?
Sorry.
Can I just put it on Bambi Sparkle's face?
No, it has to be like this.
Are you in or out? Are you out? Or are you staying?
Have a go? Yeah.
Bryce. Mm-hmm.
These are chocolate chips.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
dark chocolate?
Yep.
Blueberry should have.
Why? Chocolate chips. Dark chocolate.
So Dylan. So Dylan, the blueberry should be like
all
this.
All of us can eat them.
You have to grab.
These things? Yeah.
This part is an expression.
It's pretty normal. Kindly
expression.
Still pretty good.
I was once fed like 97... Whoa, that's a lot of chocolate with that milk. Whoa. It's actually pretty good.
This is the best. You look at the best face because you experience new things and doing those every time.
Every day is a new experience for me.
All right, DM, we're ready.
Okay. So.
It's not chocolate. Good.
Are you recording, Ollie?
Mm-hmm. What's recording?
Has it been recording some time?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, in the morning, the fox who keeps neglecting to tell you his name tells you that they're all ready. You see on his back, he's got a large sack. It's something that just kind of moves everything every now and then in it. The sack is a little bit smaller than him.
It's kind of tiny.
Yeah, it's kind of tiny. He's only about maybe 3 feet tall.
Hmm.
The sack is just slung over his shoulder. He moves every now and then. He's like, all right, the boys are here.
Let's get going. By the way, do you have a name I can call you by?
Yeah.
Is it Nigel?
He leaves.
I'm calling him Nigel, guys.
Alright, his name's Nigel.
Do you know his name?
Roll D20.
Do I know his name?
Roll D20. Bryce.
Oh, me?
Do I know his name?
We'll see.
It's a 10.
You were close. You didn't guess his last name. His name is Nigel.
No.
Oh.
No. Why?
Nigel talks like this, apparently.
Nowadays.
It's one of his things. He may be putting on an accent, though. He might find
prolonged it. Impression.
He might kind of find it fun.
Uh-oh.
Hold on a second. Before you embark, the celestial timepiece is acting up.
Excuse me, guys.
No.
I gotta take this. It's my mini version.
Okay.
Wait. You haven't checked that since we left Grand Cardinal Hall, now, have you?
No, we were kind of busy. Why?
Wouldn't that have been the best time to contact DA? Well, anyway, let's try to contact her right now.
Okay. I'm punching her number in.
Which is a completely made up thing. You have no idea how this thing works. It's a sphere. You're doing this. And it's like,
still dialing.
No, it's like a kid, you know? The kid doesn't know how to use an iPad. So yeah. It's like, okay, I'm calling. And they're tapping on Google Earth. I'm calling the number, Mommy. All right, I'm calling Uncle Richie.
Do you want some on?
How do I,
Joe's disconnected.
Guys, I can't get connection here. There's no service.
You know how to work that thing better than I do, man.
Unreliable.
What is that?
It's a celestial timepiece.
What's that?
I'll show you.
Maybe it's because we're roaming around in this area.
No, so, roaming?
Maybe we're roaming too much.
Maybe you...
Was roaming part of the plan?
Well, I'm not really sure.
Roaming covered by our plan.
Maybe. Perhaps it is not charged. Mm-hmm. Or perhaps it has too many charges.
Oh, I hate that. Damn.
The timepiece is showing stuff now.
What is the time?
It shows the name of the plate. It shows that. So it's basically like kind of a, you know, when it shows your current location. It's Charity.
Okay, you're in Charity, right?
Yes.
Shows that it's about.
What?
What? You are in Charity. Yes.
Shows it's
about. Eating blueberries. We have blueberries.
9 a.m.
Uh-huh. Does it show, like, the weather forecast?
Shows four dots.
It shows our location, of course.
Yeah, but it shows, like, where it would say weather or something.
Yeah.
It just shows four dots, and they're kind of, like, oddly spaced.
I'm going to do the forecast right now, guys.
Well,
I have no idea if it's going to rain or not. These blueberries are delicious, by the way.
It looks like sun.
I know, but there are...
Since when were you able to get the weather forecast on that?
There are four dots here, and they were not there before.
So
what the hell does that mean?
Well, judging from...
Previously there was a weather forecast when we were in the cathedral.
What was the weather forecast in the cathedral?
It was,
overcast.
Partly overcast. Cloudy.
Entirely overcast. But I don't know.
Does the dots mean anything to me?
Four dots.
Are we gonna die?
Four dots.
I don't know.
Oh.
We're dead. GG.
Is people coming to help us?
Those aren't people.
Oh, good. That's what I love to hear.
The chose a date.
Are they the gods? No, they're not the gods.
Yes.
It shows shows the date.
Today is...
What the hell was that?
It shows day
289.
And
numbers go up that high.
Of the 422nd
year. 422nd
year. Year 422.
Yes. Like 422.
How strange.
One more than 20.
That must be the local year.
I think so.
As opposed to.
The other local year.
The, we have different time systems.
Curl Rolls Bluff.
We have a different time system to work from.
Everett's attempting to measure a year.
9.
You think Kuro is trying to cover this up by thinking intently while talking to you? So he's thinking about anything else as if he's trying to clear his mind, but he's just kind of like...
Mm-hmm. The other... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Blueberries.
No, ever.
The year,
what are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Blueberries are really good. Years.
But what were you talking about when you said those aren't people?
Hmm?
Those aren't people?
Hold on. They're, you know, like...
Birds.
All right, we gotta head out, guys. Sorry. All right, enough standing around. David's here. You didn't see him come up, did you? David's like standing over you. He's all real sneaky-like. Told you.
He's better than you.
Stealthiest guy we've got. Man. Even with his disability.
You mean his size? Yeah. That's not a disability.
No, his allergies, dumbass. God. Working with Twitchy is a disability. That's why I got him in the sack.
That's...
Twitchy shakes a little bit. And just, yeah, we can't have him running around messing things up when we're trying to get back to town. Can we?
I suggested shackles, but...
The boys are here. You guys
like that idea.
You guys see a line of like large like stretch carts that like look like fold out tables, you know, the tables that you pull apart and have midsections. So they're like bending under the weight of the corn.
Oh my God.
There's a bunch of them.
Look, they're carts as opposed to wagons.
Ah.
And you also see odd looking things that they're kind of like, they have wheelbases, and they have large tubes, very large tubes. Tubes that maybe, say, a halfling could fit in.
Like a cannon?
There are about 20 of those, yes.
They're just moving on their own?
No, they're being pulled.
What? By the foxes?
No, by yaks.
Why?
There's yaks yoked in.
Oh.
Why do you have cannons?
Why do I have cannons?
Why does she have cannons? And why does he have cannons? Those aren't his. Mine. I'm kidding. The Guildmaster.
Oh.
The Guildmaster is standing over there, and you can see him. He's maybe like 2.5 times as tall as most of the people running around.
He's Goliath.
He's the Goliath.
Oh, it's our good friend Joe Mustachio.
Is that really his name?
What's Joe Mustachio's first name?
Sir Joe Mustachio.
Oh. There you go.
Oh, yes.
Good to see you again, Sir Joe Mustachio.
Of course, yes.
So, these need to be delivered into town?
How goes the operation?
Well, you were the one given the tracer bolts, right?
Yeah.
How fast can you fly?
I can fly in exactly not at all.
He looks at, I suppose I could shove you in one of these. He looks at the cannon.
Okay.
I'm actually gonna
not go into one of those.
No, that's a great idea.
How about you don't talk
about it? That's a great idea.
David's like, David, you hear David, guys, we have to get going.
Yeah. David, yeah, that's fine.
We have to get going. We have to go now.
I'm not going into a cannon, man.
We have to go now. We have to go now.
Why? Guys, why?
We have to go now.
What do you see?
I think we should go.
Why?
Yeah. We're going. Go get in the cannon.
Ever starts walking.
Okay.
What the hell?
Let's
I'm
get
not
in
getting
cannon.
Into the cannon.
No, you're not working. Not broke down. But when we need. When we need.
How do I get down?
pod down?
From the sky?
Sure.
Alright.
Get in the can. Let's get in the can.
Sir Joe Mustachio is talking about readying the cannons and how it might take a little bit. But
are we all flying the cannons, or is it just arrows?
No, he's just mentioning.
Nothing. I'm thinking. I don't even know what I'm thinking about. Go.
Okay, so Joe Mustachio is talking about he's readying the cannons just in case, but they can't really be transported.
That's fine.
They have to lock them on the ground. You see, these cannons are basically large mortars.
Oh, awesome. My God.
Nice.
But
there are no monkeys operating it, right?
No, no monkeys operating, but there are a lot of foxes and halflings running around. Your scouter keeps picking up and trying. It looks over and it matches every now and then a halfling or a fox, and it watches them, and it goes,
It's just like a silhouette of them, like as if they're selected or whatever.
It selects them,
mm-hmm.
and then it cancels and goes to another one.
Like Argus Mercenary, right?
Mm. Like Argus.
Like a motion tracker, almost. Isn't it?
Like okay. A motion tracker, and just doing this ant thing.
Do I notice any patterns about what's going on? Is it going from halfling to fox?
Halfling, fox, any dwarves?
Any short people?
It's checking. It's looking at them.
Is it picking up like a power reading or?
No.
Nothing.
It focuses on the face for a moment and blips off to another one. There are a lot of them here. Not dwarves, but halflings and.
What are you doing, Q?
What happened?
What is it doing?
What?
Is he okay?
He's having a seizure.
No, I'm fine.
He's not having a seizure.
There's just a lot of short people.
Oh. Yeah.
How rude.
Like, halflings. And dwarves. And foxes.
What was that you said?
Dwarves, halfling, foxes.
Right, the second one.
Dwarves? Halfling?
What's a halfling?
What do you mean, what's a halfling?
John Mustachio looks at you funny.
That, right over there.
How rude.
I'm just saying that.
He looks over.
Why? I'm sorry, do you call them differently here? Like...
That's really insensitive, man.
Quarreling?
I wouldn't make a mistake like that, dude.
I'm not sure what the question is.
Please excuse my companions.
I think...
Is your entire pottery brain damaged?
No, the terms are lost in translation.
Yes. Okay. Well, I will speak slower to make sure you understand.
I know what you're saying.
We are going to town.
David's like,
sir. We are going to town with all of this corn.
It's okay.
And
okay.
David.
We're just going to go, and we'll talk later.
We're going to town. Roll initiative.
You feel a large kind of quaking. Unless you guys want me to roll for you.
No,
I want to keep my roll.
You guys probably want to roll.
I want you to roll for me. yeah, just roll. Just roll for me.
Okay, it's gonna be an all or nothing thing. If you guys
27.
If you guys don't want. If you guys don't want.
No, I forgot my roll though. I don't know what it is now.
Because otherwise we're basically rolling with advantage.
Yeah.
On initiative.
So.
That's true.
You'll have to choose the party. Either you roll...
All the party.
Fine. As all the party.
Let's just have you do all of them.
Have me do all of them?
Yeah.
We saved our lives.
Whatever it does, fine.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay, good.
Bryce, what was your roll?
2.
I got 11.
Okay. You have 11. It rolled exactly the same for you. Everyone else is...
higher.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay.
Why are there so many half-ones?
Come on, man.
You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't, man. Why are you trying to insult these people? They're
Stop playing dumb. Come on, dude.
Hey, man. You gotta be sensitive to these.
You gotta feel
sensitive to what? They're halflings. Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry. Kuro, what do we do? Oh, fuck.
What's that noise?
Feel the ground shaking.
What's that noise?
Constant vibrating. As you see something cast its shadow on David.
What the fuck?
Oh, hell no.
You can't even really make it out, but this is the best you can do.
Good. GG, it's enormous.
Oh,
yo, point that cannon in the direction of the town, and see you guys later.
Joe Mustachio.
Which I apparently have started the most.
Points.
I can't believe his name's Joe Mustachio. That's the best.
You call it, so it is. He points and he shouts, ready the mortars, or ready the cannons. And you see halflings and foxes alike jump. They climb up the side like it's a ladder to a slide, and two or three land inside the cannons. The cannons are kind of like adjusting, the feet are coming out. It's like securing itself
to
the ground.
Like mini siege tanks?
Siege tanks firing people.
And David is kind of, and Joe Mustachio is like, David, stand your ground, you know what to do. And David takes a stance and goes to hold the fence.
Oh man.
he blocks his arms. Kuro's the first to act from the party.
What?
How far away is the thing?
The shadow is being cast on David. It's easily still about 300 feet away. It's enormous. It is possibly... Well, actually, just the way it's approaching, though, it's maybe... So David, we said, was approximately... According to what we looked up, 30... each story is not 20 feet. It's about 10 to 15 feet, if we're going to count in actual stories. So David is actually something closer to 30 stories tall.
Oh my god.
So he's approximately 300 feet or so. It's 450 feet. Right. This thing is at least 600 feet tall. At least, if you could even estimate it. It's pretty much like twice as tall as David.
How close, though?
David's height. If David laid down,
it would be okay.
Yeah, it's about a football field.
Okay. Bart, is that in range?
It takes a step. It's closed the gap by at least 100 feet.
So it's probably in range.
So it's 200 feet away.
Yeah.
That's in range.
Mm-hmm.
It's lumbering over. And it lets out a very loud, guttural cry.
Mm.
I don't like it. I don't like it, man.
We gotta take that out. Let's go.
Let's do this.
Okay, so Kuro's... If Kuro ready's in action, it should be within distance. Very soon.
Okay. So Kuro will ready. Kuro will ready Hand of Radiance.
Okay. Hand of Radiance for what's the trigger?
For when the thing is within 50 feet. Oh, so Kuro will need to. He'll need to run. Can he run and then ready in action?
Yes.
Okay. He will run over to David's position. The creature is moving towards David's position.
Yeah.
He'll run over to David's position as much as possible. And then he'll ready in action Hand of Radiance for anything within 50 feet of him.
Okay. Alright. Okay, that's Kuro's action, which means that his turn is basically delayed. He'll just do his action as soon as his turn is next. It's Ever's turn in the initiative.
Okay.
Here we go.
Given this,
Yeah.
Can I...
That's 100 feet.
It's too...
It's still too far.
It's too far. Okay,
You can start it there, though.
So I'm gonna, a humanoid figure about the size of Kuro, let's say, rises from the ground about 100 feet towards that.
Damn.
Kuro rises from the ground.
Another one.
Season-sized thing.
Good work.
Okay.
This one's pointing with the other hand.
And I will... Ready and attack.
Okay.
This one.
Mmm. Okay.
So as soon as it's...
As soon as it's within range.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
That's what I'm doing.
Okay.
Okay.
Eros is turning the initiative. Oh, no, sorry. Not Eros is turning.
Actually.
Yeah.
I don't know if the distance should be different, but I want to specifically do it when it's, like, within at best range for the cannons and anybody's shooting.
Roll history.
Hmm?
Roll history.
Oof, that was not good. Then I guess I'm just going all the way. Or, yeah, full distance.
Okay. You don't know the distance, so you figure that they can judge it eventually. This is David's turn. David is panicking, and he scrambles for a small shield and puts it in his arm. He goes like this. That's probably the size of, like...
Like a building.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, maybe like a, like an Olympic-sized pool. Like, both diameter, or radius. So it's like on his arm.
Oh my god.
That's still gigantic.
That is huge.
But it's like perfect size for him.
It's good size for him, basically. Whatever is a good size for him, it's 300 feet tall. Alright.
Ever asked aloud, can we kill this thing?
Jeremy Sessions says, we just need to delay. Makes sense. Just delay, and we just need to delay until the cannons are ready.
Mm.
Are you sure you can't fly?
I'm pretty sure I can't fly.
Okay.
Make him Eros fly. Is,
I will. Eros is
turning. I'm flying too.
Eros is going to move a little bit closer to everyone else, whichever direction that is, and attempt to hide.
You hide successfully behind David.
Solid.
You are, like, still, like, maybe 20 feet away from David. But you're still hiding behind David.
So, he readies an attack when it comes into 100-foot range.
Okay. A stranger is already beside you. Boom. He just runs up. The stranger oversees that he's not sure that... He shakes his head. He's not sure how close he can get.
Mm.
So he just pulled out his dagger. He's ready to throw it. I'll do this. Okay, let me go find my guy, sorry. The enormous thing takes out what looks like an enormous sling.
Oh my god.
And strikes right at David.
What? Holy crap.
Oh.
It misses him.
Might be worse off for us.
So
right over his head.
Takes out a mountain distance, like every anime. No. Please let it not take out mountains.
Okay. It could reach him from where it was, but it steps closer. It's within range of all attacks, currently. With that last movement. It's within range of all attacks.
So now we roll against it, right?
Yeah.
Here we go. Okay. What am I doing? Here I am.
So Kuro was first?
Yeah, he'll just do Hand of Radiance.
Actually, Eros. Eros was the first one because he ready in the action within 100 feet, 50, and then yours is about 25. It's going to stand right next to David. So Eros goes first.
Versus AC.
It bounces
24
right.
Versus
it bounces right off.
Okay. Alright, so we're dead.
So, Kuro's next? Sorry.
Kuro does Hand of Radiance. 27 versus Reflex.
It bounces off.
Okay.
What the hell?
What'd you say?
27 versus Reflex.
Okay,
Does it, like, dodge it?
29 versus Reflex.
This is
Hit. Bam.
Oh my god.
So this does not much damage, but
still definitely
something. Come on, kid, you got this.
7 plus 8. 15 damage and immobilized for its next turn.
Good enough.
Very good. Good job.
Good enough.
All
right. Oh man, Hand of Radiance too. There's a Reflex.
Jesus
just
Christ.
Bounces off.
Okay. Q's. Q's turn.
Q's gonna wave to David.
David sees like Q waving.
David, I need a boost. I'm coming up with you. I need to get on your shoulder.
David nods.
Okay, I'm gonna, no matter, like, whatever, like, if he's, like, picking me up, I'm gonna ride all the way up.
Okay, so you're going to concentrate so that your disc can follow with you, essentially?
Yeah.
Because your disc doesn't dispel over. He's all the books on it.
I guess I have to. No, actually, you know what? I'm gonna let it disappear.
The books fall? Yeah, the books fall. Eros, roll a saving throw. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna ride up, and while I'm moving up, I'm gonna cast. Is he in range of me? The monster.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna use Sword Mage Shielding Fire, which is one of my dailies. That's 21 versus his fortitude.
It's a fortitude. Oh
that bounces
God.
Off.
Okay, it's still marked anyway. So no damage, but until the end of the encounter, it's marked, and when I reduce damage, it's gonna deal damage, it's gonna deal fire damage to the creature, 9 points of damage each time, every time I use the shielding mages,
okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's, and then I'm gonna fix the scouter on the creature. Any information so far?
It looks like it's actually a little bit weaker than David in terms of how many hits it could take.
Okay.
That's pretty much all the information you're getting from it right now. The scout is still searching.
Yeah.
But you do hear, as David picks you up, Joe Mustachio shout out, if you guys can stall for 1 minute, we'll have the cannons ready.
Ride the cannons.
So, the objective now, I'm going to say this is an objective battle. Your objectives are as follows. 1. Don't let David fall unconscious. 2. Don't die and don't let David die. 3. Stall for 10 rounds.
Oh.
Or kill the creature.
Oh my god.
Or knock out the
Is
creature.
It possible to kill the creature?
Yes.
What are the statuses on the creature?
No statuses on the creature yet.
Immobilized.
Immobilized.
Oh yeah.
Immobilized.
Currently immobilized. The scatter picks up.
Resist, and marked.
Resist 10 cold, resist 10 lightning.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Any weaknesses?
No.
Okay.
Okay. David picks you up as a minor action and kind of throws you onto, like, pushes you onto his back so you're behind his neck. Then he goes, takes total offense again.
Okay.
The stranger's turn because the initiative shifted. The stranger dashes forward and
doesn't know what to do at this point. So he tries to get closer to the creature. Probably not gonna get close enough, so he flips his dagger.
Okay.
Oh, it's a 14 plus. Do I even have my sheets? Give me a second. Okay, I'll just roll the damage later. We'll see what happens. That's all the stranger does for now. He moves, tries to get really close, and flicks his dagger. Eros is turning the initiative. This is round two.
Should Eros get over to the cannons? That was the objective, right? To get into the cannons, or
as far as you've been told, Eros has the following information. He's been asked if he can fly. He's been asked how good of a shot he is, and the cannons will be ready in 10 rounds.
Okay. Okay.
Keep him busy. Keep him busy.
How close is he? How close is he?
Within range. You're not going to take a penalty for range because it's so huge. But trying to aim for its face at this distance, it's 600 feet tall. You can shoot its legs, not its face.
Keep him busy, Ross.
All right, I got you guys. He's just gonna go for a regular roll of attack. Just gonna try to hit him. Hard.
No slide first.
Wait, is he hidden?
Eros is hidden.
Eros is always hidden. Versus AC.
It bounces off the
giant. 33 versus AC. I didn't add sneak attack.
You mean combat advantage?
Combat advantage.
Because you're hidden.
Yes.
Because you're so hidden. It doesn't quite work like that, but because you're so hidden because of David.
Okay. Okay. Wait, did it actually hit or no? Yeah. But you get a plus two for combat advantage, right?
Right, but you have to be super hidden. You have to, like, hide then be hidden.
Oh, I mean, that's what I'm talking about. Hidden as in hidden. Hidden.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay.
Because of David.
Because I'm talking about, like, the specific technical term of hidden.
Yeah, you're
okay.
Fine.
So, it hits?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, Jesus Christ. Alright, so it's gonna deal 6.
Hmm.
6 will be 15.
Q, what does the readout say?
Anything, yep.
Any resistances?
Yeah, he has a resistance to cold,
so
I mean
damage.
Frost and lightning.
21 damage.
Is he immune to fear?
So no, radiant is fine.
21 damage?
Yes, is he immune to fear? Is he immune to fear?
I didn't see anything about that.
Alright, so he's rattled.
Ever, do you use frost and lightning?
No.
Good for you. This is going to be good.
Okay.
Hit it with all you got then.
Any minor actions?
No.
That's it. Kuro.
How close is everyone?
Okay. So Q is now on David's back, so he's the closest to the other monster.
Okay.
Or to the monster, I should say. So that's inappropriate.
But everyone is within melee range of the monster?
Eros is not. He's about 20 feet off from David. The stranger moved up a little bit. But he's, like, a little bit still lagging behind David.
Mm-hmm.
Ever did not move very far. Because Ever did not have to. And Kuro is basically as close as it could. About where Eros is. Kuro.
Is Kuro within 15 feet of the monster yet?
Not yet.
Okay. Kuro's going to move even closer to be right by David's feet.
He's within 15 feet.
Okay.
The monster seems to be standing right next to David.
Alright. I, Kuro, Invoker of Moradin, give you visions of blood.
Uh-oh.
17 versus Will.
It's a tricycle accident.
It doesn't notice anything. It doesn't have any reaction.
Oh, no.
Blood! Blood! I'll try again. What are you?
Girl would like to try to comprehend.
Okay. Roll nature. Creature. You think this is a giant of some sort.
Is it covered in shadow, or is it...
It's really hard to see. It's early in the morning. It's coming in the direction from the sun. And it's covered in all kinds of stuff that, you know, normal people would brush off, but doesn't seem to notice. It looks like it's a moving mountain, almost. Because of all the, like... It looks like things have been growing on it, like small trees and stuff. So large.
Is it a golem?
Girl will say, in giant, "Hey, you! Hello! Can you understand me?"
Roll diplomacy.
20.
It roars, and Kuro understands, "Shut up."
It understands giant, guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Ever's turn.
Alright, I'm trying to figure out... Okay, how far is everything?
I'm sorry.
And how far up are people?
David's about 300 feet tall. Q has managed to move 250 feet up David by asking me to run up. Eros is maybe about 20 feet behind David. Stranger's at David's feet. Kuro's at David's feet. Ever is maybe 10 feet behind Eros.
Okay. So you guys are all, besides you, you're up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone else is kind of pretty close to
David.
To David.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's what I'm going to do. I will... right. So, two things. One, can my spirit even move all the way back? Can my spirit get to him?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Actually, can I see your feet?
Feet? Is it on there at all?
The character sheet, yes.
Maybe not.
More alchemy space.
Specifically, I don't think you can.
Oh,
it can get that
new portrait.
I can't move that far.
And take an action. What are you trying to do?
I wanted to use this.
No.
On the arrow.
All updated.
Mm-hmm. But it has to be next to him.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't do that. So that screws that up. Alright, well, but my spirit's right by the...
By the giant.
The giant, okay. So then I guess I'm just gonna have it try and hit him. Okay. 27 versus Will.
It's next to the giant. Earning combat advantage. So, add a +2 to that.
Okay, so that's 29?
It hits.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
This is all it does, though. 11 damage. And I'm going to call... If you want protection during a battle, get close to me. So I'm gonna have my spirit attack and then call it, then dismiss it.
Okay.
So you see the earth crumble back.
So it's back down to, like, earth. Yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
It was just, like, the stone figure or whatever.
Still
yeah.
Too,
right?
The coast down.
Still too. Okay.
Is that's Everest turn?
Yes. So it says, get close to me if you want.
The giant is currently immobilized, correct?
Yes.
Still immobilized? Okay.
It's for one turn, though.
Okay.
It's the second turn.
Well,
it's his first turn, right? Or is it
marked?
No, it's the second turn. So Matt can move.
First round.
Well, it's right next
mark.
To David anyway. It's going to swing at...
Oh, wait!
Uh-oh.
I hit it, and it was immobilized, so it's prone.
It falls down?
Yep.
Yeah.
World surface grass.
Oh my god.
I'm so glad I remembered that.
Holy crap. Nice.
Alright, everybody roll with advantage.
What are we rolling? Oh no. It's really big. Oh man. I'm really glad I had advantage. And the first roll was a 4.
Oh jeez.
18.
15. Oh. The Eros gods, please.
This is an opportunity attack.
Oh, yes!
This is an opportunity attack.
All the Eros have come through.
Right?
what's your roll with
like, dude, we got
six.
You.
Six?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
You're on
blood,
eight, right?
blood.
What was your
18.
Okay. You rolled a crit.
It's going blood and giant.
Blood. Visions.
And you rolled a what?
15.
As it topples to the ground. Kuro is flung into the air and knocked prone simultaneously. So he's knocked, the ground shakes.
Like a trampoline.
Yeah, and he's like this. Roll acrobatics.
Uh-oh.
Is it even a movable object?
But what, was he pushed? Or was that a push? Did the ground push
kind
him?
Of a push, yeah.
But the...
Oh, no.
So everything goes boom. Right? And Coral, here's Coral. Everything goes, Coral goes.
Well, how much does it reduce the push?
By 10 feet.
Okay. Coral's still just flung at 15 feet into the air.
Okay. Oh, man.
Acrobatics was, 8.
Roll 1d10, take fall damage for that.
Okay.
Would you like some more tea?
Yes, please. Right. Girl takes 2 damage.
He's lucky. Okay.
2 damage.
Because he's in, like, giant-ass armor. That's perfect.
That's going to hurt more, though.
Thank you.
That's true.
It's fluffy armor.
It's like, made of styrofoam.
He's a cosplayer. That's a secret. No, he's not an invoker of Morden. He's just...
He's a cosplayer.
He's just a cosplayer this entire time. That's why he's so
giant
serious.
Swings the sling again.
He just wanted you to figure it out.
Right at David's head.
Oh my god.
He was right behind David's head.
Yeah.
Swings again. David has pulled the fence up. It misses again. Roll with advantage.
Yes. Here we go. 11. 11.
You are not deafened by the wind.
Jesus Christ. Oh my god.
I'm like, oh. Dude, that thing is loud.
Don't stand next to it.
It swings, like, right above David's head. And David just kind of goes like this. He's trying to protect you simultaneously.
So while it's, like, falling.
Yeah.
Basically, it's like, it swings.
It's like being in, like, a category... Maybe 3 or 4.
Yeah, so, like, it's like, it's so the giant creature's, like, falling, right, and it swings out of, like, desperation
no,
almost?
It's on the ground already, and it swings anyway.
Oh my god.
The sling-like thing hits its side, hits the ground, boom, with a thud, but it doesn't cause as much shaking. Hugh's turn. Doesn't even bother to get up. It's shouting something at David.
Kuro, what is it saying?
What is it saying?
It's hard to understand. Maybe if you listen to it, it'd say it repeatedly. because it's on the ground and large.
Okay.
Is it just beginning to say it? Like, and the scary Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
Mordor stuff.
I'm gonna check the scouter.
Okay.
Any new information?
The scouter indicates that the giant is prone.
A cop on.
Prone.
I'm just like, damn it.
Status.
I'm gonna try to figure out what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. The scouter is trying to determine as well. It says it is a giant.
Your nails? What happened?
Potentially.
I went to a wedding, right? So I got my nails done.
A storm giant.
People. I'm going to another wedding next weekend, so I was hoping my nails would be, like, okay. But I just totally destroyed it, so.
Wear a band-aid over
can
it.
You wear, why? Can you put on fake nails?
No.
Do you do that?
No.
I know a lot of people
don't. I know.
Wear fake nails.
I've never had my nails done before until this weekend.
So,
it's really
weird.
Happen. Here's what's going to happen, Marlon.
Yeah.
I would like to slide down David's arm.
Okay.
And then kind of like clinging onto it, just like, you know, like sliding down a cliff. Mm-hmm. And then jump off and try to slam my my Kopesh into the giant with sword burst.
Okay. Roll acrobatics.
Okay. 19.
You go tobogganing down David's arm.
Yeah.
And you see, he knows what he's doing. David moves like this. He's done this before.
Okay. He must have done it before, yeah.
So, I mean, what does he work with? Foxes?
Yeah.
he's going like this. And you slide down his arm. You're picking up speed. It's a good thing you have. You know how to keep your mouth shut with these G's of force. So, roll your attack for sword burst.
Okay. Here we go. That's nice. Going to be 32 versus reflex.
Hit.
Okay, here we go. That is going to be 14 force damage.
Okay.
Good work, Q. Good work.
Thank you.
Indicates 644 HP left.
Out of
705.
Okay. Gotta keep holding on, guys. This guy's still just as tough as David, but
okay.
Gotta delay his actions once as we can.
David once more resumes total defense.
Okay.
And covers his head very specifically.
I end my turn. I can't grab on right now. Yeah.
No, it's basically a charge.
Yeah.
Okay. Stranger is up. Stranger, seeing that the enemy is already prone, so he has nothing ridiculously special to do.
Mm-hmm.
Knock over giants 2 days in a row is a little bit too much to ask for. Instead, ever did it.
Yeah.
With an earth spirit ish thing. Stranger jumps in and tries to.
Magnificent power. I comment.
Fallen needle. The giant.
Here he goes.
The stranger doesn't make it through.
No. Alright, everyone hold together.
We don't mind. Defend. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Defend the cannons. Defend the cannons.
It's already round three, by the way.
It's round three now, right?
Yeah. Okay, Eros is
up. Shoot the shit out of it.
Eros would like to try to become hidden from the creature.
Just duck behind
the creature. The creature just really can't see Eros at this point.
Like, actual hidden, though, you know? Like,
yeah.
Alright, so that's Eros, combat advantage.
Eros kind of steps a little bit more behind
you. Yeah, slightly more. Alright. so he's gonna go for.
It's kind of like this.
Alright, he's gonna make a big attack.
Okay.
Versus him.
Yeah.
He's on the ground, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna go for his eyes. Okay.
Hidden.
That's exactly it. And then he peeks out to make the attack.
Except it's like this.
Oh, so he can go for the face now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he's gonna use go for the eyes. And he's gonna attempt to hit with.
Fuck. You got it.
31 versus AC.
Before or after combat advantage?
After.
Or actually, shoot. Hits the eye.
Oh, damn.
Alright.
Do it again.
It's a miss.
Huh? It's a miss?
Yeah.
All right. Who's
that? So, one more time, Eros.
Eros is gonna use, he's gonna use something for his minor action.
Mm-hmm.
Snapshot.
Oh.
He's gonna make another attack.
Okay.
Good, Eros. Use your Snapchat.
Super miss. Not even remotely close.
You hit the giant, but it doesn't hurt the giant.
Okay.
Eros is using his Snapchat. Right?
Alright, that's Eros's
good turn. Try with your Snapchat.
Thanks, Kuro. Damn it.
I'm pretty sure it was. Never mind.
That's it.
Kuro's turn.
Oh.
Kuro is doing something funny. He's obviously throat singing.
I was thinking didgeridoo.
Then it comes out of nowhere.
Right?
Yes, nice.
33 versus Will.
What attack is it?
Fourfold invocation of Doom.
Very nice.
Okay. Versus Will.
31?
33.
Hit. What does it do?
He's dazed. Save ends.
Okay. Ever's turn.
Okay, are there any... Okay, Ever's looking for the place where there are the most people near each other. And wants to include David in this.
He'll include everybody but Q.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Then I'm going to use this.
Yeah.
Don't worry about me.
Usually that means
okay.
Adjacent, but
yeah.
There is a cluster of people enough that
yeah.
It's adjacent.
Okay, cool. So up from the ground comes more plants.
Nice.
They latch onto you, and you feel protected. Resist 5 to everything until
what?
The enemy encounter.
Is Kuro in here?
Is Kuro in the thing?
Yeah.
I feel protected.
I'm plant man.
By the plants.
Na-na-na-na-na-na-na plant man.
Eros is
these plants
his,
are protecting us.
Eros is acting on his brain damage.
Let's
I'm
go.
Impressed with your magic. You were very studious in the arcane. Warden, this
okay.
Isn't the arcane. This is the primal.
Good work.
Plants.
Good youth. I mean, good work. Youth.
Any other action? Ever?
No.
Can I see protective fruits?
The ally of the arcane.
Is it resist?
That's a minor action.
Together.
Oh, I can do more.
Yeah.
We fight evil.
Jesse.
I didn't think about that.
James.
Okay,
arcane. Primal.
That's a minor action.
Okay, and
what?
Then...
Wow.
Defender position being taken over, sorry.
Minor action.
Okay, I'm going to try and remember which of the three has been the most successful in hitting it.
Not Eros.
Not Eros.
Wait, the three them or the stranger as well?
I guess the stranger as well. The ones that are adjacent. The ones
oh,
that were just affected.
Not Q.
Yes, not Q.
So between these two,
probably
Kuro has been pretty effective, but Kuro and the stranger have both missed once, and also hit once.
Oh, Kuro missed twice.
Oh, Kuro missed twice.
He tried to do the he tried to do a hand of radiance.
Do
right,
do the
and
stranger,
then he tried
yeah.
to do visions
yeah,
of blood.
Yeah, okay.
Do the stranger
so,
or
but he succeeded on fourfold
okay.
invocation of doom.
Then
of doom. Four. Four y'all.
Of doom.
Okay. So then the stranger is filled with sudden energy and attack. Basic attack. We'll see how that goes.
Is it a melee basic attack?
Melee basic. That's all.
Holy crap. Stranger tries.
It's probably not gonna do much, but give it a shot.
Like, looking, it's like
it's definitely a cosplayer.
The stranger's attack lands, but it bounces off because he's just not strong enough to be a piercer.
Whoa, did you see that?
That was crazy.
Plant man!
I like how you actually have biceps now. So,
it zooms into Eros, but cues like yeah. the little speech bubble. Okay, cool it, Eros, please.
He's cues the chibi guy in the foreground who comes and offers commentary.
The giant, the giant is dazed, but it's moving so slowly that it does not get a turn this time.
What?
Kulatari.
Okay. Kulatari is going to... Boy Wonder is going to... Can't use the Dimensional Thunder. He will use... Okay, perfect. He's going to use Vanishing Blade. So, what's going to happen is that he's going to run, and he's going to drag his Kopesh along the skin of the, what?
Deta, Vanishing Blade.
You didn't realize?
No.
He's doing a basically Prince of Tennis attack. It's moonballing.
Vanishing Blade.
What he's gonna do is that he's gonna drag the Kopesh. He makes all the anime references. And he's going to
Okay, go on.
So, and then he's going to he's gonna make his attack, he's running towards the head of the giant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm gonna make the attack now. Against AC. It's 21 versus AC.
Bounces off.
Okay, half damage. Nice. I guess it doesn't work though. Sorry. 7. 14 plus 8, that's 22 damage. I guess I don't take the effect.
22 damage total? Or before halving?
In half, so that's 11 damage.
So.
I'm not sure if I take the effect or not, so I'm not going to take the effect.
I see. The effect is it's no matter what, right? It doesn't say hit. It says effect. It depends if it's underneath the hit thing or not. I have your thing here,
okay.
So I'll open it up. Well, I wonder... Try to open it up.
I need to work on, like... Kuro's motions. So fourfold invocation
effect,
of doom.
Effect takes.
Four, great.
Fold.
I'm gonna teleport right next to his head.
Really what he
okay.
does.
I'm gonna teleport like basically on his neck. But then until the end of the encounter. Oh, I'm also invisible.
Mm-hmm.
So until the end of the encounter, whenever I hit with a melee attack, I'm gonna teleport as a free action.
So wait, effect. It's just automatic, isn't it? Depends if it's underneath the hit line or not. Show me what you're talking about.
I have all of those.
If it's indented, it means it's part of the hit effect or miss effect. If it's not indented, then it's just the effect.
Oh, okay.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It would say after effect, then, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Let me see.
No, I mean, I have.
Which one?
Go for the eyes. See, it says after effect indented.
It's indented, so it's part of the hit.
Yeah.
So it's part of the hit
right.
for you.
But wouldn't it just... So is it just designated as after effect?
Of the hit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crisis is huge, specifically hit effect.
I'm gonna shout, "Don't worry about me! Hit him with all you got!"
Okay. David's turn. David takes Dome Defense. The giant stopped speaking because of his daze.
Darn. Okay.
Can you make an attack?
David?
No, the giant.
The giant is moving too slowly, even on daze.
Wow. Who's up?
The stranger.
Oh my god. This is round three, right?
This is round three.
We're at the end of round three, right?
Yeah.
This is the end of round three.
No, this is round four. This is round four. Now.
Okay.
Someone keep track.
You keep track.
Who's at the top?
Of the initiative?
David. Yeah. Okay.
Because he's a giant.
Because everyone else delayed.
Mm-hmm.
Except Q's just really slow.
Yeah.
Teta. Booming Bunedo. Teta.
Bunedo.
The stranger.
Vanishing Bunedo.
Since the stranger is next. The stranger uses one through the willows.
Oh.
Let me roll it.
Yeah, just roll it, please.
Okay, that's gonna hit.
Yes!
That's 17. 33 versus reflex. So, the stranger hits it for a shit ton of damage.
Yeah, buddy.
8, which is 10 plus 6. No, that's wrong. 10 plus 7. Oh, that was actually a 34 versus.
Can't use these 2 hours.
The stranger manages to shift places and switch places with the creature. So the stranger is now on the other side.
Alone?
Yes.
Oh no.
The stranger moved like a furious wind through the line of his enemies, hobbling them. The target is slowed.
Just so it's like super
dazed, prone.
So it's closest to us now.
It's basically, it's almost petrified.
Well, just, the stranger can't really shift it, so like the stranger just kind of hopped through it. The stranger also does his general damage. Another...
Set the flurry of blows.
Yeah, flurry of blows. So he deals a total of 17 plus... I think it's 5? I don't know what's going on. 17 plus... 5. Yeah, 22. Scatter reads 596.
Is the giant making saving throws against dazed?
No. I'll make one now. No, next turn. Next turn. It hasn't been affected. It has only been affected once by dazed. And it was like too slow to really even take an action. So I'm gonna take
it's not. It's no longer dazed.
Is
dazed?
The creature no. Like right up where
is
it
Dave
wants
saved
to
and
attack David?
Yeah,
it could okay. Hit him. It could probably. As it was walking while it hit him, so it could probably hit him from large distance.
It's still moving, though. It's
it
still
was.
Moving?
No, it's on the ground.
Stopped. Oh, yeah, it fell.
Okay, Eros' turn.
Alright, Eros would like to become hidden from the creature.
Eros is hidden from the creature.
He's okay. Gonna go for the eyes.
Alright.
Again.
What kind of bolts is he using? Normal bolts?
Yeah.
Okay.
Should he switch?
If he does.
Alright. And he shoots. He misses!
Q's pointing. Q does his, like... It's like, you know, the pointer on the chalkboard? He's just pointing at the eyes like that.
Beam, beam, go for the eyes.
What kind of miss?
Oh, it's terrible. Oh, my God. That's Eros' turn.
I'm really curious if you can hit this thing.
I don't think so.
It might not work, unless you have something that attacks reflex. Kuro's turn.
That's not gonna work. My guess is I shouldn't try anything that's versus fortitude.
What?
Well,
no.
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
According to research, it's a big giant.
Kuro will now do.
It's a big giant.
Here's Carl.
I wonder how I came to that conclusion.
It's because you're so smart.
Oh.
17 versus 42.
Whatever it is Kuro's doing bounces off. Okay, any other actions?
Kuro uses memory of 1,000 lifetimes to do that again. Versus 42.
Don't you get to add something?
Oh, yeah. Add plus 1d6.
Oh!
27 versus 42.
Is that including combat advantage?
No.
29.
Isn't he being flanked?
It's being flanked.
29.
By the stranger.
Yes. By the stranger.
And the spirit's right next to it.
No, it's not. It's I dispelled it.
Okay, well, it's being flanked.
29 versus...
42?
Wait, so it's 24 plus 27, so 29 versus 42.
Okay.
Yes. Blood rays down from the sky, pelting the giant.
God.
11 damage. The giant is vulnerable 5 to all damage until the end of Kuro's next turn.
Yeah, buddy.
Yo, let's do this.
Okay.
I rain blood down from the sky, pelting my enemies.
Stay in our clothes.
Rain of blood.
TV commentary, it's getting on our clothes.
Okay. Everest turn.
Okay.
The power of primal.
Please, high numbers. I fail miserably.
What is it?
A 2.
Can I see this?
Right up there with Eros is 5.
You know the effect takes effect anyway.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not what I wanted, though. What I wanted is the hit, which slows it. And then action point prone. It's already on the ground, though, maybe.
It's on the ground,
so. So I guess it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's hard to tell because I can't see it.
Yeah, it's sorry.
Then I don't know what I'm doing. Oh, well, God. I missed.
But the effect. Read the effect.
You're all a little faster. And you get plus 5 against up. No. Yeah.
Well, where's Ever,
plus
by the
5
way?
Against opportunity Ever attacks.
He's right next to Kuro.
Ever is essentially next to Kuro.
Who else? So...
The stranger's no longer next to everyone. He's, like, on the other side.
But during Kuro's attack...
Yeah.
When Kuro targeted the nearest part of the giant,
mm-hmm.
through blood raining down on the giant,
yeah.
It's an area burst within... Area burst 1. So who would be in that burst?
Only the giant. Because area burst 1 is, like... Target the giant over there. You're not standing like you hit the giant. The giant is over 9 squares big.
Okay, but is there someone standing next to the giant?
No.
At all?
Well, what are you trying to go for? Is there any effect you're trying to go for?
Yeah, there's an effect.
You can target right on cube.
So Goro could target any part of the giant that's adjacent to any other. Of their friends, right?
Yeah. What's the effect you're going for? Just try and...
It's an ally. If the ally's in the burst, there's an effect.
Okay, yeah. Then he could have targeted Q. The stranger is on the other side now, so he can't see the stranger.
No, okay.
And no one else is...
Only Q is adjacent.
Only Q is adjacent.
Okay, so he probably targeted Q. So Q gets a plus 3.
Yes!
Attack bonus.
Here we go.
Sorry,
okay.
Interrupted.
So make sure you read how much faster...
Plus 3. Bonus to speed. For a turn. So if you're trying to get somewhere, do it now.
And the other effect?
The other effect is if anyone gets an opportunity attack against you, you get plus 5 against that.
Is that stacked?
Yeah. Yes.
What's
is that everybody?
Yeah, there's a whole stack.
It's close first to two. Yeah. Yeah. So that's a decent space stuff. Around my spirit. He's adjacent to the. Mm-hmm.
Is your spirit adjacent to? Can I see your?
See, there's too many area things. Without a board,
yeah.
My brain explodes.
No, I'm just trying to... I'll calculate it for you. Close first two, spirit two.
Right.
Yeah, it's basically within 10 feet of the spirit. So your spirit has to be close to it. Each ally in effect. You can get all of them, basically, except...
Except for me?
I mean, if you hover it, like, close... If Q is close enough on the throat, and they're, like, right here...
Yeah.
It would make the most sense. Yeah, you can get Q and everyone except the stranger.
Okay. Sounds good.
And David.
Are those supposed to be 12 damage...
12 damage?
Yeah. Because of the Staff of Ruin.
Add another one because of the shard.
Has the giant just not stood up yet?
Oh, that's true. It's 13.
Yeah, the giant's still on the ground, right?
It just hasn't stood up.
I don't know 13 what's going damage. On.
That thing can't do shit.
It's been wailing on David instead.
It's just sitting there attacking.
Oh. Yeah.
13 damage and it's vulnerable 5.
Okay. So, it's the giant's turn.
Oh, God.
The giant.
Oh, cool.
He's still kind of dazed.
Screw you, giant.
I know what I'm doing next.
And tries to wail on David again.
He's going to take his penalty.
Okay, how much?
-2.
And David has resist 5.
Yeah, against opportunity attacks.
No.
No, well, yeah.
Oh, resist 5.
Everything. Resist 5.
Resist 5, yes. I thought you meant, like, defense.
No. No, I mean, like, resist 5
okay.
damage.
Okay. It rolled a 39 versus AC, which hits David.
What the hell?
Okay.
39?
Yep.
A 39?
Yep.
So let's not get hit.
I'm 39. What's that roll?
That's an 18.
So it must have been 41.
No.
I can't actually see the
39.
It's small. The thing wouldn't let me see exactly what the.
That's so.
Ooh,
is it really tiny? Okay.
He's dead.
Uh oh.
David is dead.
Okay.
That's it.
Since they were all kind of standing close to David, right? All right. Hits David. Boom. With that weird looking sling thing.
Uh-huh.
1d8 plus 6.
Is that a melee attack?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That's 11 plus. One
that's
lightning,
we fought, David.
One lightning damage. So 12 damage minus 5.
So,
no, it wasn't a 41. It was 39 before the.
39 minus, before
yeah.
the. Okay.
Minus 2.
Before okay. the minus 2.
So, how much. So that was a. What did I say? 1d8 plus 6, and that was like a 13.
You said 12 damage.
12
so
minus
becomes,
5.
This becomes 7 damage.
7 damage minus 9.
Okay, that becomes 0 damage.
Why minus 9?
Hmm?
Why minus 9? Just because.
His short code is shielding fire.
Because of the shielding fire.
That stacks, because you're just like minus.
Saja,
minus.
Okay.
And
so David doesn't take any damage, but any creature within 3 squares of the target takes.
Automatically?
8 lightning damage.
Automatically?
Does that count as a hit on Kuro?
Anyone who has resistance from me has that.
So that's them.
Yes, it counts as an automatic
so
hit on Kuro.
So it's 3 for us.
Okay.
Okay. So that's that I get hit too?
Yeah. So you guys all take...
Oops.
3 damage.
Except for me, I take,
eight.
8.
Okay, yeah.
But he receives 9 fire damage.
He also receives 5 psychic damage.
Okay, so, hold on. Vulnerabilities, though. So, 14 damage?
Yes!
14
nice.
Fire damage, 10 psychic damage.
Okay.
Blood!
Scatter goes on, like his life points.
Yes.
559.
559, guys.
We can do it.
You guys know what those mean, right?
Okay. It's
no.
Kulatari's.
You got it.
Boy Wonder talking to himself.
Let me resolve this damage first.
Eros is taking massive damage. He's 79. Panicking. Eros is taking massive damage.
3 damage, no.
No!
A bad shape, though.
Yeah.
My hair! Like one hair has been cut.
How dare you!
It's okay.
Is he like any character in any anime character who gets hurt and sees his own blood and starts going nuts?
No! You make me so bad!
So I want you guys to think about this as Q makes his attack. All of this has happened in 30 seconds.
The giant is prone. Throwing everything everywhere.
Make sure to add 3.
You want the roll?
I don't think he saw the roll.
2.
Don't forget to add 3.
5.
Oh!
What's your total attack?
Like from StarCraft.
5. Well, it's like, Yeah. It's, 19 versus AC.
You're on top of the creature, right?
Yeah.
Roll with advantage.
Yes! It's gonna be 1. Here we go.
Come on.
Add 3.
Oh.
Is it 1?
So much advantage.
He's overzealous, motherfucker.
There we go. 8.
Oh, damn it! Here I go again.
It's just the guy from StarCraft.
Okay, so I'm assuming that's a miss.
Complete miss.
Okay.
All right. It's been start of round 6.
Yes, start of round 6. This is how many rounds have passed.
Yes.
So, you hear Joe Mustachio shout out, 30 seconds!
Alright, thanks, Joe Mustachio.
Why are we doing this if it's on the ground? Get him!
The foxes are running in. They've been, like, setting up from a fair distance away. They're running in with... It looks like they have, like, mallets and various other things. Some have just, like, giant syringes that are, like, the size of a club, and they're running towards... It's David's turn.
Pans away.
Total offense. David's pretty lucky that he hasn't been hurt yet.
Nice job.
The stranger's turn. You hear something from the other side. See what it's like. I can't even see what the screen is.
All alone.
You hear from the other side.
Everyone get down.
Stranger's probably doing his masterful spiral dance.
Most likely. Is it very masterful?
It's very masterful. Spiral. But he manages to like not time it correctly. The giant's still going to take half damage.
He gets wrapped up in the dancing.
Oh, yes. Yes. No, my form.
16 plus...
Plus 5.
No, that's after.
That's after we half damage. So 16... Oh. It's actually more like 17, so it's 8 plus 5. Then... After that, 8 plus 5, 13. Then... Flurry of Blows...
He doesn't have damage for that, right?
No, he doesn't have damage for that.
That's so cool. Straight.
So, like I said, 8 plus 5, 13. Flurry of Blows, 18 damage.
Do you add 5 again?
No.
The Flurry of Blows?
No. Yes.
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 Separate thing.
Yeah. Scatters at 2, 5, 536.
Okay. This time I got it, guys.
Oh. Saves against Dave's.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eros is like to... He's gonna try to hide from the target.
He's not looking at you at all. So, yes.
Alright, so he's in. He's gonna go for the eyes. He has combat advantage, right?
No, Eros should carry around, in order to get hidden, should carry around like this, right? With his eyes poked out.
I think that would draw so much attention.
Like a false painting.
Well, maybe they wouldn't look. They'd be like,
oh. All
right,
a false painting.
No, you son of a bitch.
Math.
How much? 27 versus AC? After combat advantage.
That would be the worst false painting to have on the wall.
They're all scratched.
Right?
And ends his turn.
You enter a mansion, there's like Gambi sparkles on the wall.
Oh my god.
And it's looking at you.
He's stubborn.
It's very obvious, like the eyes are popping out.
Maybe if he stands on top of the creature as well.
Eros is never gonna do that. He would rather miss constantly.
Maybe if
he put himself in danger.
Point blank, firing into the giant's eardrum.
Why didn't you do that?
That would be getting close to the target and I've already taken damage, bro.
You're so useless. Here, have
okay.
some mud.
Alright, Eros' turn.
Okay. Ever? Okay, let's see how this goes.
Okay.
Alright, plus 14.
26.
26. Do I get anything else?
Plus 2 for combat advantage.
28.
Is a spirit knight next to it?
Yeah.
Combat advantage.
31. Oh, wait. No, it's 28 then.
28
versus what?
Versus 42.
Jesus.
Hit.
Really?
Mm.
Cool. Where's my D10? Do I trust you? You're a D8 anyway. Okay.
Okay.
Got it. This is it, right? Percent die is fine.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. 7. 12 psychic damage.
Is it vulnerable to the end of the encounter?
End of Kuro's turn.
So the vulnerability...
Wait, sorry, I think I skipped Kuro's turn.
Oh.
No.
Oh, so we all get redos. Alright, keep that.
There we go.
Okay.
Oh.
Go for the eye.
After Eros.
Okay, we can pause my turn.
Yeah,
Kuro,
but you do get the hit.
Okay.
So, okay. Kuro's turn.
Kitty McBalls.
So sad.
Good hit. Good hit ever.
He's so sad.
Yeah, I'll be honest.
Eros is just so sad right now. But he's
you've
safe.
You've never seen anything with this high AC before.
No.
Ever. 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 Like.
Ever. Ever.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever.
Like,
nothing
just zoomed
on his face.
Ever.
Yeah.
Nothing you've, like, even
what?
Read in the monster manual has had an AC this high. So don't feel bad.
Yeah.
You're doing pretty
Eros
well.
Is okay. He's alright.
You're rolling really low, but
yeah.
you wouldn't do any better rolling high.
Yeah.
Actually,
all right.
Very close.
All right.
What is,
Okay. All right. The images of carnage and blood that I invoke so doubt in my enemies.
There goes my white cloak. Okay.
Is that sign language?
It's just 20 versus will.
20 versus will.
Oh, is there still combat advantage? No.
22.
22 versus will. Okay.
Fuck.
My enemy!
As Kuro fades away. Ever is doing his attack.
Okay.
7 damage?
No. 12 damage. It cannot benefit from concealment. And grants combat advantage.
Good thing it's not against
already
me.
Already doing that. Okay, Earth crumbles and explodes. It gets a -2 on attack rolls and takes 5 damage if it ends its turn. The zone is...
Yeah.
Very
good.
And this.
Good. You have to add this one. Don't add the 5, add this one.
Oh, my sorry.
Yeah.
Alright, so it takes 2 extra damage then.
Yeah.
3.
Sorry.
Math.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Okay.
So it takes 15 damage.
Yes!
Combat advantage save ends.
Yes.
Spirit disappears. And it'll take 5 damage, 5 second damage if it ends its turn in the zone.
Which it probably will.
Probably will. So it takes 15 damage, no more vulnerability, unfortunately.
What else is it?
If it ends, if it stays in the zone, it's taking damage.
But it's just, it's granting combat advantage.
Save
right?
Ends, yeah.
Nice.
Whether the spirit is there or not.
Yeah.
And the spirit is currently not there.
Currently not there, but still granted.
Please do.
Don't forget the sustain mode.
Yes.
Alright.
Now, no, go, but.
I'm just making sure everything else is okay. Giant's turn. It swings at David.
Is this going to be a problem?
Of course.
No.
Can I do both?
Yeah. So it's there again?
No. Well, I can do it this turn?
Yeah.
Okay, then I will. Oh, yeah, go.
Spirit's there again. So it's granted combat advantage twice if it's stacked. Save ends, and because it's standing next to the spirit, or crumbles, and then comes back up. It's like a waveform. All right. That's
everyone.
32 dies. Versus reflex on
Eros.
Kulatari.
Oh no!
It opens its mouth.
Oh man.
And pushes Q inside.
Oh my god. Oh wait, no, I got it.
It's been good, man.
Q is grabbed and restrained.
I'm gonna die.
And has been swallowed by the giant.
That's fine.
Swallowed?
Swallowed by the giant.
I'm not in its mouth.
You're not in its mouth?
Am I not in its mouth? Am I in its throat?
You are in its... Okay. Oh, I have to deal damage. Sorry, hold on.
10 d8.
5, 2, 7, plus... 7 plus 6, 13.
Frost backlash.
Okay.
Let's do this. Here we go.
Take 13 damage first.
Okay. I will take 13 damage.
What was its
attack roll?
32.
Forget it.
Hold on. Effect. While swallowed, target is grabbed and restrained. Swallowed creature has line of sight and of effect only to the giant. No creature has a line of sight or a line of effect to it. Creature that escapes the grab is no longer swallowed and appears in the space adjacent to the giant. Giant can move normally while it has a target grabbed in this way. If the giant dies, no longer swallowed, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. That sucks.
Let's do this.
Where is he? In the stomach?
I'm going to frost backlash.
In the mouth.
What's frost backlash?
It's my immediate interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good, no!
So that is... So I don't... Do I have combat advantage?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. I have 14 plus 14, which is 28,
okay.
Plus 2, that's 30, plus learning weapon 1... So that is 31 versus its reflex.
Hit.
Okay. I teleport outside of the creature because of Vanishing Blade.
Because of Vanishing Blade, because it's a melee attack, correct?
Yes. The problem is that I'm going to roll damage now. It's going to be 3d8 versus... 3d8. 8.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Did you realize what this was? So as he disappears into the mouth...
Uh-oh. Oh! I'm gonna, like, I come spinning out.
You teleport out.
Yeah.
It's like, almost like you burst out of the cheek, but it's no harm done.
I'm just, like, spinning around, just, like, swiping at it's, so this is 16, frost cold damage. First, 16... Cold damage.
Yes.
And I get a plus 2 to that, so that is going to be 18 frost damage.
Resist 10.
Yes, resist 10. But it was worth getting out.
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh my god.
You hear in the distance a little clap. Good job.
Hello?
Okay.
Good Angel?
Work. Good work.
And you took your...
That's the...
13... You took your damage, right?
I took my damage.
Okay. Now it's Kulatari's turn.
Yes. Okay. So, I'm adjacent to him now. I'm going to use a basic melee attack. Because that's all I really have.
So you're spinning out.
And he's like not in his disc or anything.
Yeah, I'm gonna go again. That's 33 nice. Versus AC.
Hit.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's gonna be 1d8, 16 damage, 20 damage total.
And you get to teleport.
And I teleport onto its eyes. Yes! Yes!
This is the most successful battle I've ever had.
It really is the most successful battle I've ever had.
It really is. Oh, yes!
His first battle in the tower. Oh, he got knocked unconscious and was on a table.
This is so good.
He teleported onto the table. No, immediately skeletons beat him up.
Not only is it the most successful battle you've ever had, it's the most successful teleports you've ever had. The first teleport he did is he teleported, bounced off a shield, and then shot his own sleeping bag.
He's trying to crap on Gunther's sleeping bag. In Gunther's tent, but he just
he rebounded. And the next time he teleported on the table, it immediately got hit and fell unconscious.
He teleported in the middle, like a table like this. I'll teleport onto the table.
Yeah.
Skeleton's got his opportunity attack.
Yeah, the first battle.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And then he was knocked unconscious.
So he gave up teleportation completely.
No, it's the first time he's teleported.
The fourth time he's teleported in forever.
He teleports twice.
All right.
We have to play that song again. Yeah. Okay.
Right. What's
I'm
up?
Good. I'm good.
All right. Make another tick mark.
What round are we on?
That was end of round six.
Oh, yes.
Okay, the foxes are charging forward, and they're readying all kinds of, like... You think two of them are, like, carrying, like, barrels of gasoline.
Uh-oh.
That's what it looks like. Foxes are just running with all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one has a hammer just coming up right behind the person with the gasoline. Another one is coming with, like, flint and steel and pythons. They're just running up. It's not just the foxes, but no one else seems to be carrying nearly as much. They're running in with their, like, with basic weaponry, including pitchforks and training swords. Somewhere in the back of your... No, twitchy. No. Down, boy. Okay. All right, David's turn. David decides to take a stand for himself and total offense.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
The giant is shouting.
Oh, you can talk now.
The Kuro makes out one word so far.
What say he?
He says that we're grounded.
You're not my mother!
Stranger's turn. Stranger's riding high. And Stranger does Eternal Mountain. Oh no, the stranger doesn't turn around.
Kuro squats.
That's Kuro's eternal mount.
The stranger hits so hard.
Oh my god.
He's got like a 32 to 42. Seven plus 14 plus 5, 19. Okay, Eros' turn. Guess the target is like, if it was sitting up, it's not prone again.
Oh my god.
Some resistance that is completely irrelevant. Alright.
Eros is going to, wait for it, attempt to hide from the target. Are you hidden?
Yeah, the target is freaking out what happened to the thing in its mouth. It disappeared, and then it got hit in the face.
Eros is going to steady his crossbow and go for the eyes. There we go.
Oh my god, here we go.
Does he have combat advantage?
Yes.
He does, because he's
here. Definitely has combat advantage because Ever is in your party.
Yeah.
Eldritch Blast.
What's wrong with your die?
Do you want a different d20?
Have you rolled above 11?
I've been rolling all right.
I'm going to give you a random.org roll. Because I just feel so bad for you.
He'll just say one.
Yeah.
And then one.
One. Take 500 damage. Eros dies.
It was three.
The world.
It was not meant to be.
Not meant to be.
Nope.
Oh, then it was a crit. There's an 18, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
There's a 17.
Moving
okay.
on.
Next.
Crow's turn. As Eros hides in the shadows again. Yeah. Eros will be eventually hit this giant. Perhaps.
Maybe.
Eros, aim here.
Okay. Crow's turn.
It's Crow's turn again?
Yeah.
Crow strikes the ground with his staff. And,
yep.
Just, 16 versus fortitude is not gonna...
It's not gonna shake the dragon.
Memory of a million lifetimes.
No matter what, it's a
dragon,
guys. It's a dragon again.
Memory of 100,000 lifetimes.
100,000 lifetimes.
Memory of a million lifetimes. Memory of...
A Googleplex million.
You know memory of a thousand lifetimes. Remember, Kuro has a, if he has a war banner of himself pointing on his back, right? Memory of a thousand lifetimes. I see as the camera zooms into the war banner and it's Kuro pointing, and then it zooms again into that Kuro's war banner.
Oh my god! It is just accelerates
recursively
yeah.
going.
Okay, it's Ever's turn.
Alright. Has it taken the damage yet from my area?
Actually, it did not.
Okay.
Takes another
do
five
that. Three. I'm going to sustain minor.
Very
good. And I will... Gee, what do I have left?
Are you using up all the encounters and Dia's like me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of healing ones, too. And we haven't taken too much damage, so...
We haven't taken any damage besides a three.
Oh, you know what? I'm just gonna, use my regular attack and see how this goes. What is it? Nope. It does not go.
No.
Is there any miss effect?
No, it's just, I just did a regular. Well, someone can shift two squares if they would like. If anyone is adjacent to my spirit companion. Within two squares, rather. Not adjacent, but within two squares. They can shift two.
We're probably two.
But we're not, like...
Everyone's kind of spread out.
Yeah.
Like, you're here, and then,
yeah,
like, he's, like, here.
Yeah.
And...
Okay, anyways.
And then here's
nothing, so...
Okay.
Except for this one still. And this one still.
You're sustaining those?
Yeah.
Okay.
The giant is still dazed, right?
No, it saved.
No.
Did it save?
Yeah.
It didn't stand up, though.
Oh.
It didn't stand up.
Oh,
is there an after effect?
You should have told me that it was going to save.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, but that's okay. Forget it.
Sorry, I thought it said. You know what? Here. I'll roll a save now.
I'm sorry, that was probably me, like, my fault. I was probably talking over.
Okay, so I'm going to try and save now. I'm going to do... Okay, it would save now.
The world demands justice, so roll again. Use this result.
I demand justice!
Would it save again?
No, it didn't.
Okay.
It's still dazed, so it really hasn't... Like, it's only been taking one thing per turn, but now it can't actually act this turn. Because I'm playing it like that. Which is lucky right. for...
Did it save against, well, it doesn't really matter about these.
Common Avenge?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm not flanking it.
No,
I?
It stays.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We changed the song. It's just too intense.
Yes. Is it okay, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know it's not the stone golem, but...
Might as well be. It's a large stone thing.
Okay. Q.
It's a mountain.
Q's gonna jam... his Kopesh into the giant's eye. Or at least try to. Without missing. Here we go.
What are we at?
At the 24
versus AC.
Miss. Okay. Any effects?
Nothing. It's just a basic melee attack.
Okay. Joe Mustachio is yelling at the remaining adventurers who have not charged forward with all kinds of stuff to load the mortars, or to load the cannons with anything loose at all.
Eros, get in the cannon.
Anything at all that's loose, just loading into the cannon, because the way this is going, he doesn't think that the giant will stand up anytime soon.
Get your junk in the cannon!
Roll history. You succeed. He's making blunderbusses out of the cannons.
We should probably move.
David...
Total defense.
We're on round 8.
Yeah, we finished round 7. The stranger...
Did Eros take any damage?
No. The Momo is still dazed, actually. The Momo is still dazed.
Whose turn?
Eros' turn.
Okay.
The stranger missed.
Eros.
Okay.
Be holding the eye.
Yeah.
Eros is gonna try to hide.
Roll
from...
athletics.
Wait.
Pull over the eye.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's 19.
Okay, you're managing to hold open the giant's eye.
Alright, Eros is gonna try to hide from the target.
Okay.
Okay. Same thing. Ding
ding ding ding! Oh, that's better.
It's not enough. Oh my god, Eros.
What is it?
It's going to be 30 versus AC in total.
Take a plus 2 because Q is holding up the eye.
32 versus AC.
Yeah.
Oh, thank god. Eros is just so happy.
He's done. He's going home.
Yeah, he's picked up his backpack. He's walked away. All right.
Okay.
Team Snapchat. But yeah.
They sent porn.
They all sent porn. They sent me porn. Did they ever send you porn?
I didn't look for the porn.
I got.
Oh my god.
You didn't expect me to do that?
You hold it down, the screen like flickers.
You thought I was going to hold up my phone and show you?
I didn't know what you were going to do.
Okay.
Totoro!
I do.
You.
6, 7, 8. 15. 23. Alright, 23 damage. And it's blinded. Until my next turn. End of my next turn. And it can't shift.
Yes. Good.
And until the end of the encounter, whenever you damage a target, it takes a minus 2 penalty to attack rolls. And can't shift until the end of your next turn.
Okay.
Does that apply now?
Yes.
Okay, so it's taking a minus 2 to attack rolls.
Okay. Isn't this a rattling attack as well?
No.
Okay.
That's it for Eros.
Alright. It's a Kuro. It's a Kuro turn.
Is it Kuro's turn?
Yep.
Thanks, Q.
Eros will not hit for the rest of the cannon.
That's it for me.
Go home.
What?
Great. Okay.
Turn around.
Kuro says,
Eros, go back here.
I raise my implement to call forth a column of light.
from the heavens, those sworn to darkness cannot abide its purifying rays.
Is okay. He holding up his water pot?
Yes.
That's his holy...
Okay.
27 versus will.
After combat advantage?
29 versus will.
Hit.
Yes. Nice.
And the brilliant beacon ascends and is pointing on the, some part of the giant.
How much do you heal for?
Heal for?
I
can heal for a lot.
Oh my god.
Why?
No, it's okay.
10 radiant
I'm
damage.
Making, I'm just double checking.
10 radiant
damage. Ongoing 10 radiant damage.
Oh my
save
god.
Save ends.
Does it deal 10 radiant damage or ongoing damage?
The target takes ongoing 10. It doesn't deal.
Okay, hold on. I haven't been doing this properly. Let me see what happens. Bro, let me add a condition effect. Can't remember how to do this.
Just in case I get hit by like a million damage.
And so long as the brilliant beacon persists, it'll take a -2 penalty to attack rolls, defenses, saving throws.
-2 penalty to defenses as well?
To attack, defenses, and saving throws.
Until it's out of the brilliant beacon?
Yeah. But the brilliant beacon's like, you know, on its belly button.
Okay, hold on a second.
Super blind.
What the hell? I just want to make sure
what?
Save ends the
yeah
for all
the
effects?
Ongoing damage is save ends.
Okay.
But if you're in the beacon, if you're an enemy in the beacon, if you're sworn to darkness and you're in the beacon, you cannot abide its purifying rays.
So save ends.
You take a -2 penalty.
To attack?
To attack, defenses, and
anytime you roll, basically.
Thankfully,
or,
we only have one
even
enemy.
Not, like...
We only have one enemy to worry about, so...
And damage, as well? Attacks, defenses, and saving throws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we put it in its nostril?
Okay, that's... Okay, what's great is that I actually have... You see, I can put that all in there.
You can put it all in?
Yeah. On turn track. Okay, now it's Everest's turn.
Let's try this because why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Plus 4. Oh, nope, I got a 7.
Effect.
We all get +5 to defenses for next turn.
Yes!
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 There's so much defenses.
Yeah.
You give so much defenses.
We're not gonna get hit, guys.
Yeah, we actually just won't get hit because it's like a -12.
I love this. Because now it's applying the ongoing damage. And...
What's the scouter say, Q?
It's over now! Okay, what?
How much HP does it have left?
I'm gonna look.
Roll the balls are inert.
Roll for scouter.
2.
For some reason, Kuro is now dressed in like a cape.
4X.
With long things and a turban.
400 something.
And he keeps saying, the balls are inert. The balls. Balls.
Okay,
balls.
It's dazed. It takes 5 damage for... It's just gonna try and save against the daze. No. It's going to try and save against the ongoing 10 damage. Absolutely not. It's going to try and save against the combat advantage.
This motion in the background.
Oh, and I sustained minor.
Sorry.
Just to clarify.
It does not save against the combat advantage.
You're rolling dice.
Yeah.
It takes 5 damage for being in the zone, and that's its turn.
Oh, crossbow bolts.
Himself in the head.
He's gonna make a basic melee attack again. Try to hit him in the eye.
Okay. Roll his advantage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Why not Eros?
Oh, yeah.
Advantage. Okay. So that is 32 versus AC.
After combat advantage?
34 versus AC.
Hit.
Okay. And then 1d8 plus 8. 15 damage.
Okay. Very good. You strike with such fervor that you drop your kopesh. It's now lodged in the giant's eyelid.
I'm trying to yank it out.
It's David's turn.
Come on. Yeah.
The foxes have gotten closer. Some of them are setting up barrels around the mallets and just kind of like hammering pythons that are definitely too far for it to do anything. Some of the ones with the syringes are trying to hit the giant and jabbing it into the skin, and they're like, oh, the one with brain damage wasn't faking. This is difficult.
Yeah.
David, the stranger. Hits.
Yes.
Stranger is going to make sure that the thing is prone, continues using... Oh no, he uses Drunken Monkey. That's what he uses going to do. Drunken Monkey, he makes the giant hit itself.
Nice.
Where?
In his eye.
Okay, good.
He punches his eye.
No!
You would die twice. You would die twice. Okay.
And then you teleport in.
Nice.
So this is...
I teleport as well.
For some reason, it's the Disgusting Dwarf. Remember, Disgusting Dwarf was on watch with them?
Oh my god.
I'm going to go to the bathroom, guys.
Okay. It's taking minus two to attack, but it's also taking...
Minus four.
It's taking minus four to attack, even when it's hitting itself. But that's still a plus 17.
Oh. Yes!
There goes Q.
Q just
a plus three from the stranger to hit itself. And it's got a combat advantage. It hits itself.
Yeah.
It deals 19 damage.
Oh man. Here's what I think of when I see Drunken Monkey. I see like the monkeys from Bloons, the Bloonjitsu monkeys. Like, you see the shadow behind the stranger. And they're all like, you see silhouettes of the monkeys.
That's terrible. Eros' turn.
You see the ninja monkeys from Bloons?
Yeah. And they all take a swing.
Alright.
They're all drunk.
They're all drunk.
How far away is Eros? Eros is pretty pissed off.
He's literally like...
Can you just walk on top of it?
20 feet away.
So I can get up to him.
Yeah.
Is he on the ground?
Yeah.
Alright. Eros is going to do something he hasn't done in a very, very, very long time.
Flank. With the stranger.
Oh my god.
Now he's going to run up to the guy.
Okay.
And as close to his eye as he can get.
Okay.
I'm gonna lift him up.
I go try to get next to Q. Alright? Is that possible?
Okay. Yeah, difficult terrain like 3, so you'll just barely make it onto the eye kind of area.
Okay.
On the face of the giant.
I'm gonna try to grab him. Like, grab his hand or something.
Okay, you're gonna try and stabilize him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take a minor action from your next turn.
Okay.
Alright, not that you've been using him.
No.
Alright, he's just gonna go for a sly flourish into the guy's eye.
Okay.
You're
not quite stable enough for advantage, though, yet.
Okay. Somehow manages to miss within, like, 1 foot.
Well, no, it's just hitting.
I'm confiscating this.
All right.
Roll this die.
Eros sneezes.
You're hitting, but the AC is like, it's just so tough. So you're shooting directly into the cornea.
There we go.
Doesn't make any sense.
That's a cheating die.
That's a cheating
die. That's a cheating die.
Yeah. It rolls 18 most of the time.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
That's crazy.
Oh.
That's fine, I'll take that.
Keep rolling, friends. Keep rolling. I'm curious.
This isn't bad.
Actually, it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's pretty good.
But the key is that it's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
Alright, Eros ends his turn.
Well,
at the eye.
Okay, use that next time.
Alright.
Kuro's turn.
Kuro sustains minor to keep the brilliant beacon. And then we'll use Visions of Blood.
Eros is going to have to do something. Wait. In his minor, or whatever, he switches out to his dagger.
Okay.
Wait, can he bayonet his dagger?
Yeah?
On the crossbow.
Right. Okay, that's what he does.
Bayonet! Fix bayonet!
Small deal.
From the crossbow.
It's Kuro shouting, fix bayonet. While doing his ritual. That looks exactly like what Kuro would do.
Images of carnage and death.
Fourfold invocation.
I invoke images of carnage and death to sow doubt in my enemies.
Nice roll.
32 versus Will.
Ooh, baby!
Hit.
From my mind to yours!
So, 10 plus 2 psychic damage.
12 psychic
damage. 12 psychic damage. Minus 1 penalty to defenses. So, to all defenses, so total minus 3
on defenses. Minus 2 to all defenses?
Yeah.
So it's minus 3 now.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, target's also slowed.
What? God damn it. Okay, hold on. It's just really funny how many, like, so, I want to point out
is he still prone?
Yeah. It just hasn't
been hit. He's never gotten off.
It's crazy. It might have been trying to get up, but the stranger's consistently been hitting it.
Yeah.
Things that were prone in anyway. And it's been dazed, like, this entire time, too.
What is Ever's expression like right now? What is he thinking?
Hold on.
No, very flat.
Slow?
She's very flat?
Yeah. She's very focused. Like,
kind of
watching.
Ever has to
slow until the end of next turn?
Yeah.
It's currently, yeah.
Yeah, this one is until the end of next turn. Remember, the beacon stays there as long as Kuro is sustaining the minor.
That primal stuff, really. That's a really freaking
brilliant bacon
out right now. You're really freaking
cute. Oh, it's gotta be.
Oh my god.
Hold on. Just add another effect.
I raise my implement to call forth.
No, no.
How close are you?
I'm ready
right now.
I raise my implement
close,
to call
right?
forth the column
close,
of Boric from the heavens. Those born to darkness cannot abide its crispy goodness. Brilliant bacon.
You know,
like the
wavy.
Yeah,
I'm imagining
Dylan,
like
the pink bottle. I almost knocked it over.
Oh, that's okay.
Confident.
It's
okay.
It's empty.
Like he's been lifted. Not enough to do the snatch.
That's actually just... Oh, I can do the snatch better than my cleanser. But that's honestly like the major obstacle to lifting for me. Yeah, the mental.
Oh my god, your marker saved my life. Thank you so much.
So
I'm glad it's working.
It is still working.
So, it's Ever's turn.
Come on.
Sustains.
Come join us. Come join us.
Come on, broski.
I kind of need help pulling my Kopesh out. Not in that way.
How big your right arm is still compared to your left? It's a little bit less defined.
Ever's going to step backwards a little ways.
Okay.
The earth lunges at the eye.
Can I move back?
I got you.
29 versus Will.
Hit.
Damn.
It's not that much damage is the problem.
That's fine.
6 plus 8.
14.
Bam.
Okay. Anything else?
You sustained minor already.
Yes. Someone can shift if they want to, but there's no reason to at this point, so whatever.
Let's calculate against the defenses, right?
Yeah.
Minus three. Oh, it's just minus three.
Yeah, I'm calculating everything already.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. The giant's turn. Takes 10 ongoing damage and is bloody.
Holy crap.
I wouldn't have gotten my bonus to that, though, right?
What? Which one?
Because of my total.
No.
From here on.
Okay. It has a kopesh stuck in its eye, which feels like a splinter in your eye. So it's like...
Oh, God.
It tries to grab anything it can.
Jump! Jump!
1, 2, 3, 4
Yeah, I can't.
Zero grabs everybody.
Four.
Can
I make some kind of saving throw?
You can try and fall prone on the giant's face with an acrobatics check, but it will be a hard difficulty.
Oh my god.
Like, almost expert difficulty. Actually, no. I'll have you roll reflex. Look at your reflex and tell me what it is.
24.
24? Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My reflex?
Yeah.
Or my dexterity?
No, your reflex.
Yeah, 24.
Is your reflex defense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
24.
So... Alright. We're gonna roll a reflex contest.
Let's do it.
Okay.
What do I have to do? Just roll?
Just roll and then add 14.
There's
27.
It misses Eros.
Yes. He has to do some kind of crazy maneuver.
But?
Isn't he prone now?
Eros is now prone. And? Roll saving throw.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
Uh-oh. Seven.
Okay. The wind hits you like a a category 4 hurricane.
Oh god.
And the scouter flies off.
his Google glasses.
Q. My glasses.
My glasses.
Q Latari's turn. Oh, takes 5 damage. Not you, but the thing takes a 5 damage.
Has it saved against anything?
I'm trying to. Let me see. It is taking -2 to saving throws, so it does not save against the ongoing damage.
Okay.
Wow, that's really lucky.
It doesn't save against the daze.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Good shit.
It does not save against the combat advantage. Kilatari's turn.
I'm thinking, Oh my god, what am I gonna do, guys? Guys, this is awful. I don't know if I can do anything.
No,
you
can't do anything.
I can't do anything. What am I supposed to do?
It's like your.
How much health does he have?
It's like a PDA has been lost or locked. It's like having a cell phone that's completely locked.
Yeah.
You tell me! You tell me!
Sword Mage just means gadget geek.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
In accent, the term for sword mage is just going to be called early adopter.
The Glass Explorer.
Glass Explorer program is a sword mage.
Glass Explorer is the name
sword
of
mage
the...
Sword mage is called the Glass Explorer.
It's the Glass Explorer.
That's awesome.
It's because that's what Google's name is for anyone who's trying on the Google Glasses.
Okay.
What type of action will it be to pull out the Kopesh?
Standard.
Okay. I'm going to try to pull out the Kopesh.
Okay.
Okay. What would you like? I'm just gonna roll.
Roll strength.
Roll strength. Okay. So it's 6. My strength is 10.
6 total?
It's 6.
Okay.
And then my strength is 10.
It's still stuck.
How far is the glass?
You don't know where it went.
I don't see it at all.
You don't see it. It went flying.
Oh my god. That thing's gonna be busted.
Oh my god.
Did I see it fall?
Roll perception.
Nineteen.
You have a general idea of where it went.
I'm going to... I'm so pissed off. I'm so angry he's messing with my stuff. I'm going to punch the giant in the eye.
Punch it. Punch the Kopesh.
Yeah, I was going to say grab it.
Oh, I'm just going to shove...
Didn't you already do your standard action though?
I'm going to take an action point.
Okay.
I'm going to shove the Kopesh into the eye.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Roll the attack with advantage because it's already lodged in his eye.
Yeah, true.
Pissed off. So, no.
Oh, baby.
Here we go.
Oh,
what was the other one?
It was a 2 and a 3.
You must be really frustrated.
Remember to subtract the penalty.
Yeah, true.
Okay.
Okay.
So, this is 17 versus AC. Did I miss my last attack? No, I hit it. That's why it's lodged in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll a saving throw. It's not used it.
No. It's an emotional roller coaster, 17.
It really is an emotional roller coaster.
You managed to not snap off the handle of your Kopesh.
Oh my god.
You're horrible.
It's okay, because it's got sword bombs. You can fix it anytime. But it's still pretty terrible. You're like, yeah, good. So you're applying enough pressure that you probably would have, but you realize at the last second that enough pressure in that direction probably would have snapped it. So you're just like, no.
Alright.
Redo.
What's up?
Are you with me? You with me? Okay. 9 rounds so far.
So we're in the last round.
We'll make it through this.
Yeah, this is the last round.
JK, I haven't hit anything.
David.
We're dead.
David.
My glove.
David Schiff.
My glove.
Takes total offense. The foxes are running up and lighting barrels of oil around.
You should probably get out of here soon.
around the giant. Joe Mustachio goes, aim!
Within the 6 seconds.
Yes. The stranger swift floods out of it. He goes back to your side, hooks over motion, boom, and lands, face plants in the dirt. It tries to move again. Okay. Eros.
Was that the stranger?
Yeah, doesn't Goro go before Eros?
No,
Eros goes to Fukuro.
Eros is going to make an attack with his dagger for once.
Okay.
Something he hasn't done in a very, very... He's going to do something he hasn't done in a very, very long time.
Okay.
And he's going to terribly, horribly miss again.
Out of practice.
Kuro.
Oh, wait, he's going to stand up first.
Okay.
So he has a better angle on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
What's the roll?
It's nothing. Does he ever get a... Does he get advantage, though? Maybe, because
if he's standing up, he gets advantage.
Yeah, buddy.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Come on.
Come on. Better.
That's gonna hit. That's gonna hit.
Oh yes!
Deal damage.
Okay. You think that he hasn't done in a very, very long time.
You can sly flourish with it.
No. Why would he do sly flourish with his dagger? No.
He can.
It's gonna be 32 versus 42.
He's gonna stab him in the eye.
Oh, I see. Okay.
He's gonna try to knock out his eye.
Okay.
Does it hit?
Yeah, it hits.
Ah! Ooh! Okay. Now.
What are you doing?
I make eye contact with Kuro. Oh, I love
the wrong guy.
So he's gonna do...
You're at a bar.
One
plus is 2. So he's going to do 8 damage plus...
He winks at you.
8 plus 11 is 19 damage. And the target falls unconscious. Save ends.
This is a knockout.
Yeah.
Good. Target's unconscious.
Now, when the target's unconscious and he gets hit, what does that mean? It
means, like, basically...
Coup de grâce.
Who's the next person in line?
Unlimited coup de grâce.
Oh my god.
If the unconscious target takes any damage, though, the unconscious ends. Right, so he takes 19 damage. Okay?
Yeah.
Eros is also going to use sneak in the attack as a minor action. And he's going to grant the next person that hits him, hits the target, his sneak attack damage.
He has to specify, though, his target.
He doesn't have to. The next ally who hits.
Oh, next ally
who hits. And that's an auto hit.
With combat advantage.
That's right. That's an auto hit, right?
Yeah.
No. Doesn't have to be combat advantage. Oh, and has combat. But he's unconscious.
Unconscious and adverse in your party.
Yeah.
Adverse in the party.
And he's still taking those penalties.
Yes.
So whoever hits him next is going to do max damage.
Yes.
With sneak attack.
Yes.
Max stab.
Yes.
That's the end of Eros's turn. He looks at Kuro and smiles. Hit him hard.
Kuro enters a trance as his lips move. But you can't understand what he's saying because thunder is rumbling.
Oh my god.
Silent malediction.
Max damage every.
Oh, is it automatically max damage?
Yes, right?
Is it automatically crit?
Yeah, because it's unconscious.
Okay, so it's 12 plus 6, 18. 12 plus 18 plus 2, 20.
Did you add the 2 from the...
Yeah.
The Staff of Ruin is already calculated in there.
Is it?
But the Cerebral Shard, the Shard of the Mage is not.
Okay, plus so 5. It's 12 plus 6 plus the Shard.
Okay.
19.
It's 20. Oh, it's 19?
19.
19 plus sneak attack.
Plus maxed out sneak attack.
Yeah. Which is now the 2d8.
What 16. Is your sneak attack?
16.
It's going to be 16 damage.
So 35.
Okay.
35 damage, and the target is stunned.
He's no longer unconscious. He's just stunned.
Just stunned.
That means...
Stunned means...
And... Oh, yeah, he has to save for days.
Save ends for stun. Save ends for stun.
Wow.
So the target can't take any action.
Is it taking and it's taking ongoing plus a minus 2 to save.
What about the ongoing?
Sustain minor.
Oh!
The brilliant bacon. It's crispy goodness.
Is there really a ball of bacon?
Those more to darkness.
Oh my god.
Those sworn to darkness cannot abide its crispy goodness.
Ever's turn.
Alright.
Can Ever top the crispy bacon?
No. Ever cannot.
Heal, please.
Actually,
you don't need to heal me. Just do damage.
Like, no one needs to be healed, right? So, Ever himself is going to move away, and more dirt's going to be spattered into the eyeballs, best you can. Do it. That's all I got left, anyway. Nope.
No!
I'm taking this one.
What was it?
I rolled a 5. Probably
I'm taking this away. I'm confiscating this one. Everyone has to use this one.
Okay. The giant takes ongoing 10 damage. Cannot take any actions. whatsoever. It hasn't even finished its sentence. Does save against the ongoing.
Oh my god.
Because it rolled a 20.
On round 10.
Yeah, on round 10. Saves just barely. Saves against combat advantage. Oh, no, that was a daze.
It's no longer dazed.
Yeah, it's no longer dazed, but it's stunned save ends. Saves against the combat advantage. I like this guy. Against the stun...
Here we go. Does not save against a stun.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Pure recovery.
My glass.
Oh, that's what I was gonna do.
What?
Try to go for it.
Oh, it's okay. It's like, it's okay. Don't worry about it.
So, Kyo Latari, according to roleplay, is weakened. Without his glasses. He's gonna go for it anyway.
I'm gonna do it anyway. Makes sense. I'm gonna
kick the goldfish around in the island.
Is he weakened or is he enraged?
Idea.
Or get away and not.
He's both weakened and enraged. It's geek rage, right?
Geek
now.
Rage.
Oh, it's like in, you know, in the comic book or something where the geek, someone hits their glasses off and the glasses are cracked. And they become a monster.
Hugh's just screaming really loudly. That's all that's happening. Hugh's just screaming really loudly.
Hugh, you got this.
You knocked off my glasses.
I'm gonna.
You knocked them off.
All I can do is try to pull out the
okay.
Kopesh.
Roll it.
Actually, I'm gonna sword bond call it out of the island.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to jam it back
in. Okay. I wanna get away.
I will. 24 versus... Oh, no. Let's see. 24 versus... 25 versus AC.
It does not penetrate the giant. And you strike true, but you don't hurt it at all. As you smell burning oil. Fire!
I'm going to teleport 5 squares away using... Our math or step.
Okay. That's enough. You rolled a 19.
Yeah.
A barrage of nuts, bolts, stones, and giant marigold parts flies out of the cannons over you guys, hits the gas tank, and explodes for... Everybody roll 2d20 and then add the number.
Oh my god. 2d20?
Yeah.
Okay.
And add up all the numbers.
Oh, now I get it.
You got 20?
No,
I only got 14.
So
9. You got 20.
Oh, wow.
You're
really
rolling
d20. On both of them.
Oh, 2d20, sorry.
Yeah.
Gross total is 11.
18.
So that's where my 20
my
would go.
My total is 13.
All right.
So 11.
11,
13. 13. You got like a 34.
34.
Finally.
19.
Yeah.
Well, you're standing right on the eye. You're
I'm
the,
standing on the giant.
You're
still?
The only one on the eye now.
Stranger rolls a 29.
So this is how I die.
The giant takes 106 damage.
Holy crap.
And is knocked unconscious by the fumes. As is... Roll a saving throw.
Everybody?
What are you doing?
I'm done.
As is Eros.
I'm dead.
Eros is now on top of the flaming
Wait.
Giant.
Yeah, unconscious?
Unconscious.
So don't I take, like, super max damage now? From, like, fire and shit?
It's around the giant. The giant itself is down on fire.
Okay.
Well.
Combat has ended. Everyone gets experience except Eros.
No, I wouldn't do that to you. You would be so mad.
Everyone divides up Eros' share of experience.
Everyone's, like, standing in the corner, so...
For you.
Eros is still passed out.
You take it, the experience
David,
from
David plucks,
thing,
David
it,
plucks Eros and grabs two of the carts by hand and starts pulling quickly and as starts running away and says, "Okay, guys, we gotta go before my mom wakes up again."
Wow.
I'm kind of grounded. So, sorry I didn't tell you guys earlier, but the last time the Brightcomb Festival happened, I forgot to get her a birthday present. So I got grounded for half a century. All right, let's go.
That sucks.
Yeah, you telling me.
Well, Eros is still out.
Eros is out. So, as the party runs away with the cannons thankfully have already been dislodged from the ground because of the shot. They're not very good at securing on topsoil that's been turned for farming, so the cannons are all scattered and everyone's just leaving anyway. So the cannons are all like, yeah. And Jumbo Statue's like, okay, retreat, full retreat.
Do I find the scouter?
No. you did not necessarily leave with them. But David is clearly stomping off.
With Eros.
With Eros.
Unconscious.
With unconscious.
Oh, so Hugh.
He's headed to the town, right?
So David's like, "Come, Hugh." And Hugh's like, "My glasses!"
So David just kind of... No, David just picks up Eros and runs.
Okay.
He figures that, like, everyone else can probably walk.
Right. He's going to look around. He's going to be like...
Okay, he doesn't drop
Eros.
Eros
looks as he leaves.
Otherwise he just what? Takes
all right. Eros also looks around as he leaves.
Goro will help Hugh find his glasses.
Stranger...
Because obviously he can't see without his glasses.
The stranger also helps, so he has the three people in the party with wisdom.
With the highest...
With actual wisdom, period.
Because Q has
helping
no wisdom.
Helping in the party... Roll, everybody roll.
Where's my back?
I'm going to take a minus two. Because,
you sure you don't want to roll that one?
Take a minus 50 because you're unconscious.
Unless you want to roll precision. Oh, that is precision.
This one is precision. Let's see what happens.
Oh my god. What's going on with that die?
I know, it's usually fine.
This one is...
Perception?
Yeah.
Koro gets a 28.
See, I just rolled
24.
A 24.
Whoa, what a crazy one. Let me see that.
That's awesome.
Whoa.
13.
I like 18. This. Even roll with that.
Two.
So yeah, everybody rolls 14. Above 20. Everybody's rolling like 28s and 29s. You find the scouter.
Yes!
It is cracked. Stuff is hanging out of it.
Did you make that?
No.
Oh, fuck. What a song.
As we walk back to town.
Ooh, smoke is coming out of the sound.
I'm just sitting at the cart.
Eros is dropped into your lap. Can you hold him for a second? I need to scratch my nose.
Does he need to, like, save against that or something?
No, he's just gonna... Because
that can happen.
Yeah, he could save against it. But he's very unconscious. And it's been, like, around. So he can save against it. Eros can try and save against...
The unconsciousness.
Did you roll a one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Eros gonna try and help you. You can roll again.
Well, I can roll again for sure.
What happens if he rolls a fail?
If he rolls under 10?
Ding 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 ding!
10.
Eros is in the brilliant beak. No. Eros
is turned into brilliant bacon. So it's like a bacon strip with Eros head. Oh, he's going to heaven. It was a nice life.
So that counts as being it got Rost, right?
You got Rost.
This is the greatest feat I've ever created.
Eros uses swift flight.
I want kind of spin around a little bit, just like.
What's Eros's wisdom modifier? With that one half level, zero. It's zero.
Yeah.
He moves his speed straight up into the air.
I just look up.
Alright, roll acrobatics.
Okay. No worries. The nat 20, there you go.
Eros uses
natural critical.
He lands next to Q.
Hello. I'm back.
Eros does not need to roll perception because he can clearly see that the scatter is emitting blue smoke and he's reminded of something.
This reminds me of my crossbows.
He thinks that Q perhaps maybe should separate the crossbows, the scatter properly and load mini information into it. This information is useless to Q. Eros is now taking ongoing 5 damage for being too awesome.
Sharp object.
He doesn't have the proper strength to do this. Intelligent playmaster does not apply to weapons he's not proficient with.
It is a crossbow balls.
So unconscious is Scott Ross. Is that
unconsciousness?
Thoreau would Ross. Like to offer his potion of healing to the scouter.
It's just sitting there. Just like physics.
Yeah, we're on the cart. Oh,
so Eros wakes up, and Q just got. It sounds like Q actually just got the Amanda Ross, where everything bad happens to Eros.
Oh no!
And everything bad actually happens to Q.
No.
So if Ross were to get in a car accident, Amanda would just, like, fall down and ignore him.
So, like, and I would emerge with, like, $20.
Yeah, Ross would find $20. That was washing the seat.
Yeah, nice.
Cool.
Uncle George is behind the car. Get him! Get him!
The guy would trip. He lost it again. And then Amanda would trip.
So do they just end in the cart?
That is so OP the broken times. Yeah. Honestly.
Into the sunset.
Ross feature?
Yes, absolutely. That's such a great feat.
What's happening?
When did you come up with the Ross feature?
What?
When did you come up with the Ross feature?
That was
just based off of you in real life.
Every character, every cousin.
So wait, that's a 55% chance for critical, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
55% chance on a 1.
Right.
So it's like
but slightly it's increased critical.
Yeah. That is such a great feat.
It's the most obnoxious feat I've ever created.
And then nat 20 on the acrobatics?
And then nat 20
on the acrobatics. What a way to end.
Okay, so we're going to end on the cart going back to town, and basically, we're going to go straight to the guild.
With the corn?
With the corn info.
So there's this is a corn convoy?
Yes.
Okay. Can you check something for me? You have my character sheet, right?
Yeah.
This ability, I do not seem to have.
Which one is it?
Hammer of the grass. I can't find it.
Thank you again.
Which one was it?
If the puzzle ever becomes famous, we all have to dress up as our characters.
Yes.
It's going to be the worst for me. and have to do all of these moves.
We need to get, like, LED robes for Marley.
World's biggest command.
What am I going to wear? Just my
normal
things. You just do yourself.
Right. I've rearranged.
No, you'll have to wear the...
Hello, my name is Eros.
Yeah, you'll have to wear
that's
the green shirt.
Yeah. And my... swimming trunks?
Yes.
Nice. It was so nasty.
And a backpack.
It sounds bad as all of his random suspenders.
All the random suspenders.
What a nasty.
See, I love Ever's name is because we can crack so many jokes. I haven't seen you forever. What's for me? What? What do you have? Is it mine? Oh.
Do I need that?
Do I need this?
Okay, so the same thing as last time, a journal entry.
This is the best ever.
I'll upload the session specific. Part of it will be the same. And because it's like what, from last session, what was your favorite PC,
right.
Favorite NPC, your favorite, I'm guessing it's not Joe Mustachio for everyone's time. Well, I think someone had David last time. I think it was you who had David.
Everyone else
liked Joe Mustachio.
Because his name is
Joe Mustachio.
And what's funny is that, so favorite PC was a tie between Crow and Ever.
Yes.
Who voted for each other, so, yeah. Nothing happens with that anyway.
I'm
Are you?
I don't know.
Joe?
Yeah, but I don't think it's worse than this, because
I don't want you to accidentally step on it or hurt yourself.
Before, which I did not choose today.
I didn't see it.
So it's actually, like, missing, which sucks.
It might be near the bag.